Well, all right, I'll linger a while longer. What the hey? Hey, I hate to see that disappointed look on your face. You don't feel... Oh, I just kissed the Sennheiser that everybody has been exposing sputum on for the last 24 hours. You see what you made me do? Lord only knows what I picked up. It's 13 before 10, the Grease Man, DC-101. The Springer, Bruce Springsteen, and Born to Run is 5 before 10 with the Grease. Well, I'm about ready to head on out. That's about it for me, Lord. That's about it for me. Yeah, everybody's trying to decide what to do about Wayne Newton coming to town. You know, and I hate to say it, but really, Wayne is not to blame for this travesty on the 4th of July. You know, it's Mr. Watts that made the decision. Wayne Newton just agreed to do it. And I'm noticing in answering the phones a lot of hostility directed toward Wayne. Now, admittedly, we who love hard rock here at DC-101, Wayne Newton is not our cup of tea. But Wayne is a performer. Wayne is an artist. Whether or not you like his art, whether or not you like his performance, I think as a performer, Wayne himself is entitled to just a smidgen of respect. I know you may be shaking your head, but think about it. Here's Wayne, contacted by the Interior Secretary. I mean, you know, and he says, sure, you want me to appear in Washington? I'm here in Washington. Little does Wayne know what's going on here now. People are talking about, well, why doesn't everybody bring a big, gigantic ghetto blaster radio and all crank it up to DC-101 while Wayne's up there trying to sing? But don't you see? We could drown out Wayne. We could disrupt the concert. But it's not really Wayne's fault. I mean, he was happy singing there in, Las Vegas. I mean, he came to here once before. Couldn't even fill up 10,000 seats. The Merriweather Post Pavilion. How do you think he felt when he walked out there and he looked at the empty audience? Listened to the sound of rattling dentures, smelled the air pungent with noxzema. The occasional clankety-clank of a suppository as it came dislodged and dropped to the floor and rolled to the front of the theater. No, Wayne is not to blame, the Interior Secretary. So, as we ponder what to do in the coming days till the 4th of July, keep in mind that the man who made the decision will probably be somewhere tucked away. It'll be Wayne that'll be out there in front of your hateful stares, receiving your rotten tomatoes, hearing your blasting radios, and looking at your uplifted fingers. But cast not your hatred toward Wayne, for he is an innocent bystander. I think that I will do the ultimate protest. I'm going to show up today at the performance, walk in front of the stage, sit down cross-legged, pour gasoline over my head and strike a match. Only if I can be sure Mr. Watt will be sitting in my lap.
Yeah, buddy! Come on! Have a seat, buddy, on me!
Yeah, now, what the hell? We'll get over it. We'll figure something out. Don't worry, we will not let this pass unnoticed. So stand by as DC-101 strikes out for an outraged middle America.
An outraged blue-collar America! We will show the world once and for all that we are not to be tarried with, that we are not to be bore hugged.